Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with naturalist Pam Holtz with the Washington County Conservation about the Perseid meteor shower.
The Perseid meteor shower is actually some of the remains left behind Comet Swift Tuttle. When the comets go through, they leave a trail of debris. And when the Earth's orbit brings it into contact with debris, then we usually have what we call a meteor shower, or a time frame when we see a lot more shooting stars than we do under normal circumstances.
And when is this going to take place?
The meteor shower has kind of actually already started. The height of the meteor shower is usually around August 12th every year. But we're doing a program then on the 12th at 9:30 p.m. we'll start, and we'll start with some introductions, other things about the stars, and then we'll head out at the Conservation Center at Mar Park, and then we'll head out to the dam, and where it's a lot darker to be able to see the meteors a lot better. We're very lucky this year that we don't have much of a moon, because a lot of times the moon can wash out some of those shooting stars.
When you are going out to the dam to watch the meteor shower, you're going to be using red light, is that correct?
Well, when for those of the participants that need to have flashlights, we will modify those flashlights, basically put red tape over them, because white light will destroy your night vision, and then it'll take a while for your eyes to get used to the night light and be able to see quite as much. So this way, you can still safely walk out there, but also still not ruin your night vision.
What time is this starting?
We're starting at 9:30 p.m., and amateur radio astronomers Bill and Melinda Lord are actually going to come and help us. And so if you've never seen a radio astronomer before, radio telescope, they will have one on hand, which apparently looks just like a modified satellite dish. So that should be interesting, and they will also have stuff to hand out, like star charts and even some meteorite samples. So I think that in and of itself is exciting to have some people that know a little bit more than I do and actually travel around and study this stuff and teach about this stuff. So having a rock from space is always kind of awesome.
And for folks that aren't able to make it out to Mar Park to see the Perseid meteor shower, what should they do from home? Do you have any advice?
You can view them from home. The best bet is to view them from places that have little light. The best time to view them actually is like 2:30 in the morning, so that would technically be the 13th. But 2:30 in the morning is supposed to be, because that's when we're actually running into the meteor shower, the debris path itself. So if they're night owls, that would be the best time. Generally, they'll be all over the sky, but they're called the Perseid meteor shower because it looks like they kind of come from the Perseus constellation, which is in the northeast. So if they sit outside and they face northeast, they should usually get the best viewing.
Is there anything else going on at Mar Park you'd like to share with us?
We are working hard here at renovating our pond. A lot of people have come in and seen that our small pond is low of water. If they want to come out now, we've shaped the bottom of it so you can kind of see what it's going to look like as we finish, where the fish habitat is going to be, which if you're a fisherman, you probably want to know that. So it's kind of exciting that project is progressing really well, and we're kind of pleased with how well it's working and how many people are willing to come help with that project.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with naturalist Pam Holtz with Washington County Conservation about the Perseid meteor shower. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.